The state's McLaughlin Youth Center in Anchorage is under scrutiny for sexual abuse of residents. A new federal study indicates that sexual victimization of young offenders there tops the national average. Most of the allegations involve male residents being victimized by female staff, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. Kathy Schinkel is a superintendent at McLaughlin. She says the survey's results are serious, but they need a closer look.
We've been cognizant of the issue. It's a very serious issue. Now, having said that, I am certain we do not have, according to the, you know, kind of the headline that was in the newspaper today, 1 out of 7 kids, that would mean almost 3 kids per unit are being victimized by staff. That's very difficult to believe. So I think there are probably some other variables coming into play in those numbers that we need to look at.
The study is part of a nationwide survey prompted by the Federal Prison Rape Elimination Act of 2003. The Department of Justice survey used laptop computers to allow juveniles to answer questions anonymously. The youth were asked if they had been forced into sexual activity within a 12-month period with other residents or with staff. The rate of staff involvement in forced sex with residents in McLaughlin, 11%. Was higher than the national average of 10%. Alan Beck is the survey's lead author. Beck says the overall numbers in Alaska are about average when taking into account all types of sexual activity.
On a statistical basis, it's about average. Overall, nationwide, we found that about 12% of the youth reported some form of sexual victimization, meaning unwanted sexual activity between youth or any kind of sexual activity or engagement in a sexual act with staff. The McLaughlin rate was about 15%, but on a statistical basis, it's indistinguishable from the national average.
Beck says the numbers should cause concern. The overall results include incidents of resident-to-resident sexual misconduct. 53 youth at McLaughlin responded to the survey.
We had a very substantial cooperation in the facility of the facility staff as well as the youth. And so we actually had an 84% response rate. So that makes the estimates much more precise than if the response rate were lower.
Beck says it's not possible to verify the allegations. Some surveys were discounted because of inconsistent answers. Schinkel says she knows of 2 incidents of sexual abuse of residents by staff at McLaughlin, and that has prompted action.
Some of the improvements that we've done include the ability of kids to file complaints or grievances and send those complaints directly off the units to management without having to go through staff.
Schinkel says 5 mental health clinicians are now on staff and rooms are checked at random every 15 minutes. Residents at McLaughlin have private rooms.
What we do is ensure as best we can that kids are supervised constantly.
She says male staff outnumber female staff members at McLaughlin. Beck says nationally 95% of allegations of sexual victimization involve female staff members. Beck says on a national level, the Prison Rape Review Panel will start interviewing administrators of institutions with high numbers to review policies.